Hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or the fragrance for men.
That lass on Radio 4 who's sort of Charlotte Green, she's got nothing on me.
Do you look into their eyes, Ian, or is that too personal a question? You don't want to go into this.
What would you be shouting at the television screen, Ian Lennox?
But there is a slight suggestion that next season might be better. So.
Let's hope so.
No one seems to get a panic of pulling shirts nowadays, or hardly ever.
Or Seven Simple Seasons.
See what you did there?
Yes, like it.
Fly Me to the Moon, the audio podcast companion with Rob Nichols.
Well, who would have thought back in July 2021, specifically the 8th of July 2021, it was the eve of Italy versus England in the Euro 2020 final. But of course, the big news was the Fly Me to the Moon Euro 2020 Predictor Challenge, and indeed paving the way for a whole series of successes. It was indeed our Newcastle United supporter, Ian Lennox, who actually won the last official Fly Me to the Moon Predictor Challenge. So there we are. Since then, of course, things have changed around. We've moved to the human rights capital of the world, Qatar, for the next World Cup. Perhaps I'm being a little bit ironic there. And we welcomed a few newbies on board. We have Jenny Bill, who was most disjuffed to find she wasn't actually featured in the last Fly Me to the Moon Predictor Challenge because she knows her stuff. So there we are, Jenny. Lot to live up to, but who knows where your predictions will go on this one. We've also got Tom Davis, a keen Tottenham supporter, but also keen to obviously show his mettle in this wonderful Fly Me to the Moon Predictor Challenge. So welcome, Tom.
Hello, Alex. I'm excited.
And also, of course, we have the awesome man behind the whole Fly to the Moon bonanza. That, of course, is Rob. I'm so pleased we beat Norwich City because now Middlesbrough are on the way to mid-table mediocrity, at least. Rob, how are you, Rob?
I'm well. I'm not sure if I'm looking forward to this World Cup or not. I'm not sure. I'm, as you alluded to in your introduction, it's a strange World Cup in so many ways. As we approach it, isn't it?
But briefly, we call it Fly Me to the Moon for a reason. It is, of course, the podcast companion to the official Fly Me to the Moon podcast. And I think we have to mention, after the disappointment of a 1-1 draw, 3-0 away to Blackpool and 2-1 to Norwich, not bad results for Middlesbrough?
No, really, really good. What a great way to go into the World Cup break. I think the confidence is brimming now, really. And Michael Carrick's going to, he's going to have a few weeks now to work with the players. There's only one player going away, which is Riley McGree. They've all got a week off, but it was a tremendous to win in the last minute, and it was very interesting, wasn't it? Because it's Michael Carrick's first game as Borough boss. We lost in injury time at Preston, and it just shows the kind of progression through that we're turning it around and actually winning in the last minute. But I think deservedly so. And to win against a team that are tipped for promotion because they're a classic yo-yo team, aren't they, Norwich? I think that was a really good sign. So we can relax, watch the World Cup, and look forward to resuming battles and maybe gunning for the top end of the division and not looking over our shoulders for once.
Exactly. And I will obviously sort of be eternally indebted to Gareth Southgate for motivating a certain Brentford player to obviously do the business against Nassar, which I don't even want to talk about. I don't even want to talk about it at all. Clearly, Ian might be responsible for saying the end of Graham Potter at Chelsea after yet another win for Eddie Howe's boys. Anyway, enough of such stuff. Ian, you have the honour, if indeed honour it is, to be first up for this Predictor Challenge. And indeed, just to show you how seriously I am actually taking this, I'm going to actually keep the World Cup in the background, but I am going to officially don my status of the World Cup, which is basically, quite literally, a fox in the box. And there we are. I'm ready to actually sort of obviously be the official guideline for all manner of foxy activities that might be going on from that point of view. I'm not sure where foxes actually stand in Qatar, but what the hell? Anyway, Ian, clearly you have this
on the city now.
Yeah.
Are you changing colours to the city now?
No, Ian, please. I could have actually gone for Moomin, but it wouldn't have been a good look, honestly. I could have got a polar bear. In fact, I might go polar bear if I feel the need, possibly a rabbit.
Don't you get the choice. Alex, don't you go there anywhere.
Would you like to give me a letter between A and H, please?
B.
B. You have gone for B. Okay, that's fine. So I shall duly mark you down as Group B. Jenny, I think we'll turn to you next. Jenny, a letter between A and H. Anything other than B, please?
Sorry, between A and what?
A and H.
H.
H for Hartlepool.
They're not in it.
I should go for F.
You're going to go for F. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I shall mark you up in terms of F. Tom, a letter other than F and B between A and H, please.
Go for G, Alex.
You're going to go for G. Okay. And that leaves Rob. What's your letter going to be?
D.
D.
D. D.
Oh, D. Right. Okay.
D for Derby. Derby.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That officially sort of roasted. So we'll start off with yourself, Ian, and you get Group B. So can we have a prediction, please, for England versus Iran?
England.
Good heavens.
Yeah. Score, please.
2-0.
2-0 to England. Again, a reminder, if you get the score completely correct, you get 3 points. If you get the thing appropriately, you'll get 2 points. Obviously, if you don't get the score right at all, you'll be sorted out from there. We'll keep you going for Ian. USA versus Wales, please.
I think the USA will win that one. I was going to say they're going to win 1-0, but I better not say that, I suppose. 1-0.
So you're going 1-0 for England. Okay, right, let's move on to Jenny. Jenny, of course, you've gone for Group F, so you get the delights of Morocco versus Croatia.
Oh, Croatia 3-1.
3-1 to Croatia. And Belgium versus Canada.
2-0 to Belgium.
2-0 to Belgium. OK, keeping the thing going, we move on to Tom next. Tom, Switzerland versus Cameroon.
I'm going 2-1 to Switzerland.
2-1 to Switzerland. And Brazil, Serbia. Oh, hang on, I think you're going to say 3-0 to Serbia, aren't you?
No, not quite. I was going to go 3-1 to Brazil.
To Brazil. Okay, and Rob, back to yourself with Group D. First up for fixtures for those areas, we've got Denmark versus Tunisia.
I'm going for 2-1 to Denmark.
Yep. And then France versus Australia.
Yeah, I'm going to go for 3-1 to France.
3-1 to France. Intriguing. Ian, we're back with you again for the next two aspects of Group B. Wales versus Iran.
1-1.
Mm-hmm. And England versus the USA, given that we might have at least one USA representative joining us on the Fly Me to the Moon predictor.
I think 1-0 to England.
1-0 to England. Okay. Jenny, back with...
On the world rankings, the England group is the highest ranked on average. It's ranked, the average rank is 15. And the worst ranked is Netherlands, Senegal, Ecuador and Qatar, which is ranked average of 30.
See, that's the kind of insightful material that made Ian one of the best producers in 90s television you can watch, take a stick at. Let's turn back to Jenny again for your next round of fixtures, of course, due to take place on November the 27th at 1 p.m. In Doha, Belgium versus Morocco.
Oh, Belgium against Morocco. No. 2-0 to Belgium. I've not researched this. I thought you were only going to ask us who we thought was going to win.
You're doing very well, actually, because every forecast you've made so far is with the rankings, the world rankings.
Oh, really? I'm just literally doing it off of what I know about.
Jenny is reaching out and feeling the force, feeling that connection and seeing where it's going to take her. And where, Jenny, will the force take you for the other November the 7th fixture, which is Croatia versus Canada?
I think 2-0 to Croatia.
2-0 to Croatia.
How's that
again with the rankings?
It's astounding, isn't it? Let's move back to Tottenham Tom. Tom, as we like to say, Tottenham Tom. Yeah, it could work with that. TT. Cameroon versus Serbia, please.
Serbia to win 2-0.
So Cameron, Neil, Serbia 2, the indomitable Lions actually coming a cropper against the Serbs there. And that leaves you with, of course, also on November the 28th, also in Doha, Brazil versus Switzerland.
I'm going to go 2-0 to Brazil on that one, actually.
2-0 to Brazil. Okay, filling up quite nicely. And of course, the other groups will be completed in part two of this particular piece. So let's turn back to Rob again for Group D. I know you're always keen on this one, Rob, and I'm sure that if you had the opportunity, you'd be flying over the joys of Qatar to see Tunisia versus Australia, given, of course, that there is some borough connections with Australia. In fact, at least one, Mr. McGree.
Riley McGree, absolutely. And I have had the pleasure of watching Mark Schwarzer in goal for Australia in a World Cup in the past. They got beaten, but even so, yeah, I think and Australia have been very good performers in the World Cup, haven't they? They've battled well against the odds, so I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw.
Interesting. Tunisia 1, Australia 1, and your next up for that particular aspect is the intriguing France versus Denmark.
Yeah, I know. This is, as you say, an intriguing game, isn't it? It really is. I think I'm going to go for 2-1 to France, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, but who knows what could actually happen with respect to that. Especially now, is Kasper Schmeichel still with Denmark? I think he is. So it's a whole new line entirely. Okay, back, I think, to Ian again for the last, of course, of Group B's fixtures. And we have that mighty clash between the Dragons and the Lions. It's Wales versus England.
I think England will win that one
3-1. 3-1. Excellent. And, of course, finally, pièce de résistance, much beloved friends across the Atlantic Ocean, whatever the political candidates may be, Iran with its nuclear power versus the USA, who don't want them to have any nuclear power whatsoever.
USA will win that one, I'd imagine, 2-0.
Iran 0, USA 2. Okay, Jenny, again, your final fixtures that we have here in Group F would be Croatia versus Belgium.
Now, 2-2.
Two-all draw for the finalists of the last World Cup, of course. Conquerors of England in the semi-final, Croatia, going 2-2 with Kevin De Bruyne's Belgium and more. And finally, Canada versus Morocco.
Oh, me, sorry. Canada versus Morocco. Oh, well. Nil-nil. Nil-nil draw.
Okay. Tom, your last two in this particular phase, at least. Cameroon versus Brazil being number one.
Good guy, 4-1 Brazil.
You're not putting out a lot of trust in the indomitable Lions, the home of Roger Milla, etc. I mean, so far you've got them losing 2-1 to Switzerland, 2-0 to Cameroon, and 4-1 to Brazil. I mean, you know, they'll be devastated. I mean, you know, Roger Milla dances by the corner flag. Amazing. let's go Serbia, Switzerland then. Switzerland, of course, who, according to Tom, have already beaten Cameroon 2-1 and lost 2-0 to Brazil.
See, I think between Serbia and Switzerland, I think that's going to be the tough game to call. I'm going to go a 1-1 draw.
A 1-1 draw. Okay, that's locked in for you. And let's turn finally, in this particular phase at least, to Rob. The first one up. The details would be Tunisia again versus France.
I'm going for 3-1 to France.
3-1 to France. Of course, we could actually go to the colonial history there of Tunisia and France, but perhaps we won't. Yeah. Australia and Denmark being the final one in this particular phase.
Right. So I've got I've predicted Australia have got a draw and a win. Big game for them. I think they'll get beaten, though. I think they'll get beaten 2-1 by Denmark.
And Australia 1, Denmark 2. So a reminder in terms of that first round of games, and we've still got a few other predictions to go. We've got to seek out the selections for Group A and, of course, for Group C. And also still up for grabs between the remaining souls who will be part of this whole thing, Group E and Group H, which is always intriguing. But 3 points for a win, just to make sure the rules are sorted out at this particular stage. 3 points for a correct prediction, I should say. Or shall we change the rules now? Yes, I shall. I shall, actually. We'll say 4 points for a correct prediction in the first round and 3 points for a correct result, because I'm feeling generous, because let's face it. So 4 points for a correct, an absolute spot-on prediction, 3 points for a correct result, and therefore, you know, nothing for nothing in between from that perspective. So let's have a brief chat before we actually talk about other routines. Jenny, do you feel, who do you think is going to win the tournament overall?
Argentina.
The silence was deafening. Well, you've gone for Argentina, the last hurrah for Lionel Messi, as says, take that, Ronaldo. I didn't go to Manchester United or indeed do interviews with Piers Morgan. What the heck? Tom Davis, ahead of obviously an upcoming session on values, issues and crisis management, in which I will be heartily recommending that you look at the FIFA documentary on Netflix. Indeed, might even screen part of that actually in the session to show you what happens when the manure really does hit the fan. So, Tom, what is your selected winner for this particular tournament?
I've gone for Argentina's biggest rivals, actually, Brazil, who I've been predicting in the group stage. I think they're going to go all the way. They've got, I think, the best team they've had in quite a while. So, yeah, let's get on going, Brazil.
Right. So, Brazil is there. Ian Lennox, where are you going to sit? I mean, from your esteemed heights of Newcastle's current position in the Premier League, heights undreamed of before the wealth started flowing into the actual club, and you actually have to think about who is going to actually add to this particular grand team that actually works through. Although I would point out that Middlesbrough still have 5 more points than Liverpool, but that's by the by. Ian, who are you going to go for winning the World Cup?
I'm not looking any further than Brazil. I've seen some of the squad, and they've got an amazing squad. And if Joe Linton can't get in that in a team squad, it might be oh, incidentally, on Australia, Newcastle have signed an 18-year-old called Gangal Kuol, who's absolutely startlingly good. He's originally Senegalese, I think, and if you go onto YouTube, you'll see him playing against Barcelona when he runs through the team.
Not interested, Ian, I'm afraid. Newcastle United player, why would we bother?
Hey, you'll wish you had a light blue shirt on before the end of the season, and I can guarantee you there'll be a headline in some newspaper saying King Cool.
So Rob, you're a sane voice of reason in this particular system. I mean, are you going to go for the offers that were being made, I believe, by Betfair and indeed various other bookmakers who are actually saying it's 3-1 for England to get to the World Cup final?
Yes, because they're going to win it as well. You know, we've been warming up, haven't we? A semi-final, a final in the Euros. Now we're going to win the World Cup.
There we have it, you see. It's all part of the Gareth Taylor. He's obviously the coach for the women's team for Manchester City. Gareth Southgate, easily confused. Gareth Taylor, Gareth Southgate. They both had Aston Villa connections, I believe, back in the day. So there we have it. The initial phase, part one at least, of Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. We will resume challenges, of course, for this Fly Me to the Moon adventure. Probably end of November, early December, when, of course, we get to start following our sides, because the group that you stayed with, the winners of that group, you will actually effectively adopt through the actual tournament. Again, another line of things that we actually work through there. So wherever your position happens to be, and sorry, Jenny, you haven't got Argentina on your group, but you can obviously wish for the very best that Belgium, Canada, Morocco and Croatia may well actually choose the whole thing.
I like Croatia, so it's okay.
There we are. It's luck of the draw. And Tom, of course, Switzerland, Cameroon, Brazil and Serbia. Clearly, you've got Brazil in there. You're backing them all the way. Rob, Denmark, Tunisia, France and Australia. Well, I suppose France have got a chance, maybe. But
Denmark as well.
of course. And Ian, just a reminder from that point of view, England, Iran, USA, and of course the ultimate winners, Wales. Wouldn't that be a surprise?
Yeah, it would be, yes.
Where's the Robert? You're wearing red, Ian. Obviously not for the Middlesbrough side of things, but for the Welsh Dragon, no doubt.
Yeah.
And matching Jenny's hairstyle. It's wonderful.
What strip did England wear when they won the World Cup, Alex?
Yeah. Rob might be back with us for part two. Tom, Jenny and Ian, you can say farewell and happy trails for now, because part two, we should be joined by Jenny Bursis. We should also be joined by a sports journalist called Cameron, who's making his debut in the whole thing, and maybe Kathy Nanser as well. Also, I will pick up whichever group happens to be left over. Can I be any better than that from that point of view? Uh-huh. So I will participate, but you know, I'll go with that particular side of things. So for the moment... Well, I think, Robert, this is where we have the variation on the theme. It's not come on Borough and up the Borough, but it's come on England and, well, maybe just come on England, really, because up England sounds always a bit vaguely rude to me, really. So, you know, it's a different line. So, Rob, would you like to take us in the lead for this little piece where I think Ian, as an honorary Geordie, will be able to get behind the national team? A one, a two, a three.
Come on, England.
Okay, well, we are off with the second part of the World Cup FM TTM Predictor Challenge. And Rob Nichols is with us just to keep a weather eye out on proceedings, because obviously you've made your predictions, Rob. You've gone from that point of view. So all's well from that perspective. But we do have Jessica Bertis, who is joining us now. And I'll also be making a selection as well. Now, Jessica, you have a choice of letters to go for your group. You can either have Group A, Group C, Group E or Group H? Which one would you like to go for? A, C, E or H?
I think I'm going to go with C.
You're going to go with C.
In the middle.
Okay. Interesting choice. Let's go straight into the C segment from that point of view. And you have basically the group which has Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico and Poland in there. So an interesting line to actually work through from that perspective. We have a newbie who's literally just coming on stream now, and that, of course, is Cameron Smith. Cameron, welcome to Fly Me to the Moon, the Predictor Challenge. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. No, you made it in the end. That's the important thing. So it's not where you start, it's where you finish, as we like to say. And could you give me a choice, basically, between three groups that we've actually got for you from this point of view? You can have Group A, Group E, or Group H. Which one would you like to go for? You're going to go for Group A?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I think the microphone's a little bit distorted, Cameron, but all's well. We'll get that sorted through. Right, Jessica, let's start off with your good self. The first prediction for yourself then for this is Argentina versus Saudi Arabia. Argentina versus Saudi Arabia. What's your prediction scoreline?
Okay, I have to preface this because just like last year, I'm not the biggest soccer person. So this is not me, like, you know, being super... super like, ah, oh, yes, I know who's going to like win this. But I kind of like to think I'm the one that goes in with the luck here. So, but my guess is Argentina, because I have to support the Americas.
Oh, interesting rationale there, both South and North.
Strategy.
So what's your score? What's your score going to be for this one? Argentina versus Saudi Arabia.
Okay. I'm never good at this part. But I'm going to say 3-2.
Wow, high-scoring game there. Argentina 3, Saudi Arabia 2. Okay, and next one up for that one, Mexico versus Poland. Will you also keep with your Americas when it comes to Mexico versus Poland?
I will. I'm going to go with Mexico.
And the score?
I'm going to say 2-1.
2-1 to Mexico. Excellent. Okay, so let's move over to Group A, which, of course, is Cameron Smith. Cameron Smith, just a bit of background, is a level one sports journalism student, so technically has the expert knowledge that could actually be matching Rob Nichols in terms of this whole type of things for where we're going, and et cetera. We can listen to all the other aspects as well. So in Group A, of course, Cameron, you've got Qatar, Ecuador, Senegal, and the Netherlands. And first up for your sort of choices, Qatar versus Ecuador. Where are you going to go?
I don't know if this is a hot take, but I'm going to 1-0, because I know about Qatar. They haven't got a good team, but they're at home. So,
I always think that's an advantage.
And it is, of course, the first game in the World Cup finals. First up, so Qatar 1, Ecuador 1 for yourself. Interesting. Not a game, I think it's fair to say, Rob, that the world would have been queuing up to see many years ago, to Qatar versus Ecuador. But, you know.
And of course, they rearranged the fixtures so that it could be their first game, didn't they?
Yeah, you'd think they might have actually sorted this out when they actually did the planning, but then again, it is Cooper. Senegal versus the Netherlands. That's your next choice, Cameron. What are you going to go for that?
Well, if Mane is out, which I think he is, I'm going to say Netherlands are going to win 2-0.
Wow. Okay. So clearly, Sadio Mane, of course, lost, or shall we say mourned in terms of Liverpool? Well, in certain areas. Senegal 0. Netherlands 2 from that point of view. Okay, moving on. And a reminder, of course, the general lines for this. It'll be 4 points for an absolutely correct spot-on scoreline. And then I think we said 2 points for a kind of correct result, Rob? I think that was the line we'd go for. Okay, which means I need to make a choice here, as we haven't had Ben Chaters actually around. And I think I'll actually go for Group E. And I'll throw my lot in behind Group E, which has Germany, Japan, Spain, and Costa Rica. Wonderful. Germany, Japan first up. I'm going to actually say Germany 3, Japan 0. I feel it's going to be a clear win from that point of view. Spain versus Costa Rica, likewise. I think the old tiki-taka might just prove too much for the Costa Ricans, and I'll go to say Spain 2, Costa Rica 1. Could be slightly tighter from that point of view. Okay, Jessica, we're back with yourself for your group choice in the next couple of fixture games that we've actually got here. And you have Poland versus Saudi Arabia.
I don't really know as much about either, so I'm going to go with Poland.
Yes.
And I'll say 1-0.
Okay, so presumably Robert Lewandowski, then probably one of the lead strikers there with respect to Poland, could well do the business from that point of view. And your second one, Jessica, Argentina, Mexico, both South American countries, or both, well, South versus Central American, to be precise.
Latin American.
Exactly. Yeah. Where are you going to go?
Okay, well, I have to go with North America then. I'm sorry, Argentina, but I have to go with Mexico.
And the score would be?
Oh,
2-1 to Mexico. Okay. And over to your own collection, Cameron. I mean, Cameron, are you looking forward to this World Cup? I mean, it has been stated that certainly most broadcasting agencies will be reporting, not supporting, due to all of the human rights issues and aspects within that. But will you be joining your fellow sports journalists crammed into one of the newsrooms at Lincoln to actually watch the England-Iran game?
Ian actually put an email out today, so I might go there and watch that one in Newsroom 5. So.
Feeling the old collective line of things to the fore there. Anyway, moving on from that perspective, let's move back to Group A, which of course was your choices. And the next round of matches that you actually get within Group A are as follows. We have Qatar versus Senegal being the first one.
One sec, guys.
Oh, he's there. We are. It's that excitement. He's actually gone to seek out alternative things. I think it's just so full of excitement with respect to that whole side of things there that I think I forgot the other evening. I did actually go for the fox routine. So today I think I'll actually go for the traditional polar bear, because I think these polar bears, in terms of what we see happening in Qatar with the heat, etc., it's nice to actually keep that chilling things going. Cameron has now actually returned. He's obviously spoken to the Qatar ambassador. And what are you going to get as far as Qatar versus Senegal is concerned?
Well, he tried to give me some money to tell him that Qatar would win, but I'm not having that. I'll go 2-0 Senegal.
2-0 to Senegal. Okay. And next up, as far as you're concerned, Cameron, the Netherlands versus Ecuador.
I'll go 3-1 Netherlands.
3-1 to the Netherlands. I'm interested to see how they do progress or whether they will implode once again. Okay, that brings me around to my own selections from this point of view, and that was Group E. And I'll go Japan to beat Costa Rica. And again, I think it'd be Japan 2, Costa Rica 1. And then Spain versus Germany. Germany, I'm going to go 1-1. Spain 1, Germany 1, as far as that's actually concerned. The speed continues ever onwards. And Jessica, we're back with you again for your final selection for the first round of games from this. And your choice, of course, is Poland versus Argentina, played on November 30th. What's your prediction?
Oh, I think I said Mexico. Mexico is the one I think will be Argentina, hopefully, in North America.
Which was fine, except it's Poland versus Argentina that we're
with. Oh, it is.
Game.
Okay.
Did I say Mexico-Argentina?
I think we did. We did Mexico versus Argentina.
We did already. Mexico beating Argentina 2-1. But what about Poland versus Argentina?
I think Argentina. I am 2-1 again.
2-1. Okay, that's interesting. Just out of interest, Jessica, given obviously your support for the Americas and being one of North Carolina's finest, your thoughts when England play the USA clearly on the sort of second round of games, and specifically on November the 25th, where will your allegiances lie?
The US is playing England.
Yes.
Indeed.
Ooh, yeah. I'm so excited. Definitely the US, no question.
It's a tough call, but she's based in Dublin, so she's got diplomatic immunity, so that makes perfect
sense. Ooh, that's true. Really.
Your final prediction that's required for Group C, of course, Jessica, and remember, of course, you'll follow these teams, or you'll follow the winners through to the next round when we go in terms of this prediction challenge. It's Saudi Arabia versus Mexico.
Okay. Mexico. I hope they win. If it gets to that. And 3-1?
3-1. All relatively low-scoring games. Nobody's gone for an 8-0 or various other elements of that. But who knows? Maybe Cameron might change that, because next up, we actually have Netherlands versus Qatar.
Yeah, I can see this being quite a smashing, to be honest. But I don't think 8. I think maybe like 4. 4-0.
4-0 to the Netherlands. And if all works well from that point of view, that will mean that Qatar will have emerged with 1 point from Group A, which presumably means they will not qualify and probably be, I think, maybe the first host nation not to actually qualify from the group stages. But then they are small, but what the hey. Your final choice then, Cameron, is Ecuador versus Senegal.
I'm going to go 3-0.
3-0. Yeah. Oh, a very high scoring sort of game there. So, and of course, it could well pay off if you get an absolutely complete spot on score. It brings you 4 points to your sequence, which brings me neatly around to my own choice, Japan versus Spain. I think it's going to be Japan 0, Spain 2. And then I'd also go for Costa Rica, Germany, in which case it'll be Costa Rica 0, Germany 4. Because I think they might well sort of score areas from that point of view. And that, folks, is pretty much it for this first round. And so we will be setting up as a second round game. We may still actually hear from somebody who might get the inevitable Group H, which contains Uruguay, South Korea, Portugal and Ghana. So good luck to that one. But if not, we'll sort of work our way through that whole process. Jessica, Ireland obviously not in the World Cup this time round. What's the sense in Dublin? Are people actually getting excited about the tournament, or is it just a case of, well, what the hey, we don't care?
I mean, I think everyone's like a bit this year with like the location, but I think people here are kind of like, they'll be excited as long as England doesn't win. I think that's the sentiment.
It's nice to see that anti-English sentiment is still maintained in the capital of Ireland. It's, you know, it works well. And Cameron, are you passionately following England, or do you have a second team? Are you a secret Costa Rica follower?
No, I'm not one of the people that finds a player and supports a team. I don't like that. Like, I don't like the messy people that just want Argentina to win, because I don't think it matters. You know, who cares if Messi wins a World Cup?
Well, Ronaldo probably.
Yeah, true. I guess that is true. But like, I don't understand supporting a player. It's not the sort of thing I do. But I mean, I don't really have a second team. I mean, my mum's Irish and my whole mum's side is Irish, so I guess they don't want us to win. But I don't care. I'm still supporting England all the way.
Okay, give us a bit of background, Cameron, because this is the Fly Me to the Moon Football Challenge. Fly Me to the Moon is the official podcast for Middlesbrough supporting fans, which is something you probably never thought you'd actually be part of on that side of things. Where exactly do your allegiances lie in terms of football?
Well, I'm from Hertfordshire, so support Watford.
Luton Town?
No. Hate Luton. I hate Luton. Even though I'm 10 minutes from them, but Watford's only 30 minutes, and I go to most games.
He's gone for Watford, Rob, as opposed to Luton Town. Who would have thought?
Oh, you're a Luton fan. That's unbelievable.
No, I'm not. I'm a Middlesbrough fan.
Okay. Yeah. Okay,
don't worry.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And obviously, Watford are in the same division this year. Are you satisfied with their progress so far? Are you disappointed? Do you feel that now that Michael Carrick signed up together with Jonathan Woodgate at Middlesbrough, that suddenly it's going to be a whole new world there?
Is it me or Rob?
Yes, Cameron.
No. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking to Rob about Middlesbrough. But, well, they're a bit hit and miss. I mean, Wilder was doing a really good job, and then this season he's been awful. So I can't really defend him. But Carrick, I mean, he did quite well at United in his brief stint. I say brief, it was like 3 games. But he did look quite good. So I don't know. I think they'll be like mid-table this season. But they'll probably push on next year.
Well, there we are, Rob. The views of a Watford Town supporting individual there on the state of play of Middlesbrough Football Club. Interesting from that point of view. Obviously, we take a breath until obviously situations and hostilities resume in December. From that point of view, Jessica, I deliberately didn't go to your good self because that'd be pointless. You know, there's no point talking to yourself about the minutiae of the whole thing. We just love having you on board and actually providing your input on this. And who knows where you could end up with respect to the Fly Me to the Moon Predictor Challenge. You made your commitment. Things are sorted out from that point of view. So for the moment, from Fly Me to the Moon, we've had the Come On England, the routines. So enjoy the game.